This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we're cruising along. No thanks to Peter. Club 1080 coming up next. Peter, the rogue engineer. He's hurting us bad.
Freaking A. By the way, the Tom Brady hat that he wore on the podium for his last Patriots Super Bowl, $42,000.
God.
That's an ugly hat too, isn't it?
It's a terrible looking hat. I mean, it's awful.
This is the first year the NFL has made hats that are actually good looking.
Yeah.
First year ever.
Yeah, it's just atrocious.
And it's hard to display hats. So, like, what are you going to do? Wear it? What are you going to do with this $40,000 hat?
$42,000?
Yeah.
So here's my last, the more you know.
Yeah.
So the first one was, we have a kicker who is about to, or is on pace to set the record for most made kicks in a season. Chris Boswell of the Steelers. Keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Hot kicking news. Mm-hmm. We have a quarterback who is close to Drew Brees' record for single season completion percentage, and that is Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
And the third, the more you know, is since February 1st, Scotty Scheffler of golf fame.
Can you please say it appropriately?
I don't know what you mean.
I like when you say Scotty Scheffler with the accent.
Scotty Scheffler.
It just makes me happy. Thank you.
He has as many wins as the Washington Wizards of the NBA.
Get right the hell out of town. That's kind of a fun to remember.
That's insane.
How many wins is that?
Do I need to repeat? Scotty Scheffler is a golfer.
Yes, he is.
It is very hard to win one golf tournament, much less nine.
Apparently, it's very hard to win NBA games.
He has won nine tournaments since February 1st in 19 starts.
Oh, my God. I just looked up the Wizards' record.
The Washington Wizards, since February 1st, are 9-48.
Yeah. This season, they're 3-19. Yeah.
9-48 since February 1st.
Oh, God. Which is more alarming, that or the fact that the 1995 Builder Square Alamo Bowl that Tom Brady did not play in but got a jersey from sold for $192,000?
I think I'm more alarmed by the Scheffler.
A non-played-in-game used jersey?
That was the 1994 Builder Square Alamo Bowl. He did not take a snap.
Suk, what's the coolest thing on that list? If there was one thing that you would just want to have? What have you seen so far?
Well, it's all stupid.
I know.
His cufflinks are kind of cool.
There you go.
He got, when he won his fourth Super Bowl, he had custom-made New England Patriots Super Bowl cufflinks with the four trophies. That went for $66,000. That's kind of cool. Because at least then you could wear those.
They're usable. They're
usable. I mean, that's kind of a cool flex, right? Like, you're dressing up for an event, and someone's like, dude, what's up with those cufflinks?
Those cufflinks are great. Oh, yeah, they were Tom Brady's.
Yeah, Tom Brady's Super Bowl cufflinks, bitch. I mean, other than that, it's just a bunch of dumb crap. Someone, You know the famous video of him running at the combine where he's just, you know, in the
6 seconds or whatever it is?
Yeah. So that jersey, the shirt that he wore that you get for going to the combine, that he was actually QB1 at that combine. And by the way, I went to the combine the year after him. It's just it's a Reebok, like dry fit, crappy shirt. My daughter still wears mine. Just cheap, you know, $144,000 someone bought that for. And he ran the slowest of any 40 of any QB at that draft. And someone spent $144,000 on a 30-year-old ratty-ass t-shirt.
What do you think if I went up into the stands mm-hmm. at that combine yeah. and I told all those coaches sitting there watching Tom Brady run this slow-ass 40, I said, you want, guys, you're looking at the greatest of all time. I'll see myself out now.
Yeah.
How many of them, I mean, they would laugh, right?
Every single one of them. They would laugh at your ass.
And yet, that would have been true.
If someone was smart, they would have been like, hey, Tom, can I have that combine t-shirt you're wearing? And then if you would have sat on it for 25 years, you right yeah. now would have $144,000.
There's yeah. so many things like that. If you're watching The Apprentice back in 2001, you would have been like, that guy's going to be the president?
Yeah.
No way.
That's right.
I mean.
That's right. This is why we should stop trying to predict
or things. Watching The Rock turn heel on like Monday Night Raw. It's like, oh, no, that's going to be the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah.
Well, like, those are both really good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
The Trump one is pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty, like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, of those three things, what is the most shocking, like, at the time?
Honestly, the Trump thing, I'm still, like, I'm still trying. He's, for the second time.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to process that.
But I mean, Tom Brady, like, if I told you Tom Brady was going to be the greatest of all time, he wasn't even good in college.
No, he was a part-time starter at Michigan. That would be like saying, I mean, I'm trying to think of who.
At least with the Trump thing, you could see, well, people know him. He's a rich guy, rich white guy, rich yeah. old white guy. You know,
he clearly has something that resembles charisma to some people.
Oh, yeah. Like, you could see, I mean, it's not a bridge that far. Whereas the Brady thing, I mean, that'd be like saying.
I'm trying to think of who would be a.
Brock Purdy? Like Purdy?
Yeah.
If I told you before the draft, Brock Purdy's going
to
be the
The next great thing or the next. Yeah. The one to challenge Tom Brady for the GOAT status or whatever.
Shut up. You know nothing.
Still, the most incomprehensible thing of my lifetime, and I'll go to my grave saying this, is the Kardashians.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You think about that. I think it's Joe Rogan that does the bit on that. That if you had to explain to an alien who's the most famous woman on the planet, and you said Kim Kardashian – and then like, and you, and they're like, why is she famous? And you'd be like, well, there was a football player who murdered his wife, and one of his legal, one of his lawyers had a daughter who was then not really known, but then was going to hang out with the daughter of a guy that owns a bunch of hotels, but wasn't famous. And then that she was going to have sex with like a D-list celebrity who was only really famous because he was the brother of a B-list R&B star. And then the mom was,
she would leak the whole thing.
And then the mom was going to put the tape out herself. And then that she was then going to become worth over $1 billion and become the most famous woman on the planet. That is.
And at one point in time, marry the biggest rapper in the world.
Yes. That is the long, like, what in the hell thing that has ever happened in my entire life. And I'm convinced that nothing will ever top it.
Apples and oranges, but I think about Schwarzenegger like that all the time. Started as this bodybuilder from Austria,
yes,
and comes over. He's the governor of the biggest state in the union.
He didn't speak
after being a movie star in the middle.
He lifted weights, didn't speak the language. By the way, lifting weights, bodybuilding was not
Austrian bodybuilder becomes California governor with Hollywood career in between. Yeah,
bodybuilding was not a sport. Came over, made it a sport, became the greatest of all time. His first acting role was Hercules, and they had to dub his voiceover because it was so bad. Like you said, biggest movie star, married a Kennedy, and then became the governor of California. This is pretty good.
It's the American dream, man.
And then knocked up an ugly housekeeper.
Whoops. I don't think you need to call her ugly.
Yeah, that's true, but
kind of mean.
Well, it was kind of mean, but at the same time, it's like when we heard Maid and
America,
Schwarzenegger,
yeah!
And like I had a. And then you saw her, you're like, what?
You weren't thinking about just the person who was there. You're thinking hot maid.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, hot maid.
Yeah. Well, that's probably wouldn't qualify as that, but.
No.
You know. Convenient.
It's like when you saw the Hugh Grant, like, hooker, you're like, what? Really?
And then I've not actually seen that hooker. I just know that the person he cheated on was Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
Who's she with now?
Good question.
I love her.
She's great.
Who doesn't?
How old is she now?
She's got to be
probably doesn't matter.
Mid-50s. She looks
great.
90.
You think Hugh Grant really cares? I think he's doing fine.
Well, no.
Yeah.
That Hugh Grant cheating on Elizabeth Hurley was when we all, well, at least in my lifetime, it was kind of a seminal moment of, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's never all perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when Brad Pitt got with Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this?
At she the is time, 59.
At the time, that was really wild and out there. You know?
Yeah.
But what it made us realize is that, well, okay, when you're Brad Pitt, you know, you want, I mean, you've been through all the, you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
You've been
trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know. You've
all the hots, the Nora.
You settle on.
You want something a little different.
Yeah. By the way, Elizabeth Hurley is married to a Indian billionaire, just in case you were wondering.
What's his name?
He's a textile heir named Arun Nayar, who's actually kind of a handsome guy.
No, and they divorced in 2011.
Oh.
So that was after Hugh Grant, and then she got a third husband, Shane Warne, and that only lasted 3 years also. They divorced in 2013.
See, she must be insufferable.
So she's three times divorced.
Hmm. She's probably as bad as Halle Berry.
Or she likes to go prowling on the town, too.
It's possible. She looks great, though. For 59, whew.
All right. Is it really him? Next on The Fam.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.